Time for a little bit of this. You might remember it. Of course, it's Dire Straits and Money for Nothing, which features part of our Money mixtape this morning with Victor Gianni, who's the Chief Investment Officer at Alpian Bank. We'll play that track in its entirety in a couple of moments. But Victor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning? You all right?
Fantastic. And you?
Fantastic. I'm great. Now, we were playing, that was a little clip, as I say, Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. That's what we're talking about today, interest rates. It's the perfect segue into our topic of the day. Today we're unpacking why earning interest on your savings can be sometimes feel like you're getting money for nothing. Why often does it really feel that way? I mean, frankly, Victor, I don't feel I'm getting any interest on my savings, so why is that?
Yeah, Mark, interest rate on savings can feel like a brain teaser. Most of us just hang tight until the end of the year to see what bonus the bank has dropped into our accounts. So what can we expect today from banks in Switzerland? Let's break this down. You've got two main types of accounts. The cash account, that is often called the private konto, private account, depending on the canton. Right. And on the other side, the saving accounts. With cash accounts, don't expect much. A recent survey of over 60 banks revealed that interest rates vary from 0 to 1.3%, but the typical rate hovers around 0.1%, basically peanuts. Now, savings accounts do offer more to smile about. The rates range from 0 to 1.8%, averaging around 0.7%. But there is a catch. You can't just dip into your capital whenever you fancy.
No, you're exactly right. You can't. You've got your savings account, but if you want to take too much money out, you might have to wait or pay a fee or something like that if you want to get that nice high interest rate. It's true, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, why is, though, of course, shopping around and you look at banks, and the banks can offer quite significantly different rates of interest. Why is there so much difference?
So at its core, a bank's business is about balance. They attract deposits from people like you and me and use that money to invest or give out loans. And it is in this intermediation process that basically they make a margin, they make money. So what sets the interest rate you get on your deposit mainly boils down to two factors. First, the need from the banks to manage that balance between asset and liability. It is essential, and a misstep can lead to situations like the recent Credit Suisse crisis, for example. Depending on their capital need, banks may be more or less generous with interest rate to attract deposits. The second factor, it's about profit decision, how much of their margin banks decide to share with the saver. And in 2023, many Swiss banks posted record interest margin, but they kept a larger share for them, leading to smaller payouts to clients.
So they pocketed their own cash. They didn't share it out. So what can people do then to make sure they get the best interest rate that's available?
Here are a couple of options that you can consider. First, shop around. Many New York banks or, you know, different banks offer more competitive rates with fewer restrictions. So it might not be a bad idea to diversify your capital across multiple institutions. Second, you can organize your cash into different buckets, and you place the fund you won't need in the near future into higher yielding savings account or term deposit to secure better interest rates. Finally, if you're aiming for higher returns, because let's face it, a 2% interest rate will barely keep up with inflation, you might consider exploring investment options that may offer higher yield. In short, you might get money for nothing, as Dire Straits sings, but not by doing nothing.
Not by doing nothing. No, you've got to do something, of course. So, Victor, many thanks for that. Are we going to see higher interest rates in the future, though, Victor, do you think?
Well, I think that's an unlikely path. If you recall, the Swiss National Bank cut rate earlier in March.
Right.
And, you know, the expectation for this year is further interest rate cuts.
Interest rate cuts, that's what we're going for. Victor, thank you very much indeed. That was Victor Gianni there, who's the Chief Investment Officer for Alpian Bank. And as we were talking about money for nothing, which interest is Dire Straits.